Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 15, Explanation of the Atmarama Verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Part 1. Lord Chaitanya next explained a very famous verse known as the Atmarama Verse, which appears in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Atmaramas chamunayo nirgrantha api urukrame kurvanti ahoitukin bhaktim itham bhuta guno harihi. This verse indicates that those who are liberated souls and who are fully satisfied will eventually become devotees of the Lord. This injunction is especially meant for the impersonalists, for the impersonalists have no information of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They try to remain satisfied with the impersonal Brahman, but Krishna is so attractive and so strong that Krishna attracts their minds. That is the purport of this Atmarama verse. This verse had previously been explained to the great Vedantist known as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. After taking lessons from Lord Chaitanya, Sanatana Goswami referred to this incident and prayed to Lord Chaitanya to again explain the Atmarama verse. Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, appreciating Lord Chaitanya's explanation of the Atmarama verse, has also glorified Lord Chaitanya in his prayers. Falling flat at the feet of Lord Chaitanya, Sanatana Goswami requested him to explain the verse as he had formerly explained it to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Indeed, Sanatana explained his eagerness to hear the same explanation in order that he might be enlightened. And being thus requested by Sanatana, Lord Chaitanya replied, "I do not understand why Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya so much appreciated my explanation, for as far as I am concerned, I do not even remember what I said to him. But because you are asking this of me, I shall, with the help of your association, try to explain whatever I can remember." Thus, the speaker and the audience are very intimately connected. The speaker is enlightened by the presence of the audience. The speaker or master can speak very nicely on transcendental subject matters before an understanding audience. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said that he did not know how to explain the Sanskrit verse, but that since he was in the association of Sanatana, he would try to explain it. Lord Chaitanya then went on to point out that there are 11 items in the Atmarama verse. Atmarama, cha, munaya, nirgrantha, api, urukrame, kurvanti, ahoitukin, bhaktim, itham bhuta guna, hari. Lord Chaitanya then began to explain each and every one of these 11 items. First, as far as the word Atmarama is concerned, Lord Chaitanya explained that the word Atma is used to indicate the Supreme Absolute Truth, the body, the mind, endeavor, conviction, intelligence, nature. The word Arama means enjoyer. Therefore, anyone who takes pleasure in the cultivation of knowledge of these 7 items is known as Atmarama. Lord Chaitanya then explained about the different kinds of Atmaramas or transcendentalists. As for the word Munayaha or Muni, those who are great thinkers are called Munis. Sometimes the word Muni is also applied to a person who is very grave. Great sages, great austere persons, great mystics, and learned scholars are also called Munis. The next word, Nirgrunta, indicates freedom from the bondage of illusion. Nirgrunta also means one who has no connection with spiritual injunctions. The word Granta means revealed scriptures, and Nir is an affix which is used to mean no connection, constructing, and also prohibiting. There are many instructions for spiritual realization, but persons who have no connection with such scriptural injunctions are also known as Nirgrunta. And there are many people who are foolish, low-born, and misbehaved, and who have no entrance into the revealed scriptures and injunctions, and therefore they are also called Nirgrunta. Because the word Grunta is also used for the purpose of collecting riches, the word Nirgrunta also indicates a poor man, someone bereft of all riches, or one who is attempting to collect riches. The word Urukrama is used to indicate a highly powerful person. The word Krama is used to indicate the act of stepping, and the word Urukrama indicates one who can step forward very far. The greatest step forward was taken by Lord Vamana, who covered the whole universe with two steps. Thus the word Urukrama indicates the Supreme Lord Vamanadeva. This extraordinary feature of Vamanadeva is thus explained in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vishnu nu virya gananang kattama arhati iha ya partivani apikavir vimame rajansi chaskambha ya sva rahasa askalata tri prishtam yasma tri samya sadanad uru kampayanam. No one can estimate the inconceivable potencies of Lord Vishnu, even if one can count the number of atomic combinations in this material world. He or she still cannot count the different energies of the Supreme Lord. For as Vamanadeva, the Lord was so powerful that simply by stepping forward, he covered the whole universe from Brahmaloka down to Patala Loka. The inconceivable energies of the Lord are spread throughout the entire creation. Krishna is all-pervading, and by his energy, Krishna sustains all the planetary systems. And yet, through Krishna's pleasure potency, Krishna remains situated in his personal abode, which is known as Goloka. And by the expansion of his opulence, Krishna is also present in all the Vaikuntha planets as Narayana. And by expanding his material energy, Krishna creates innumerable universes with innumerable planets within them. Thus, no one can estimate the wonderful activities of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, the Supreme Lord is known as Urukrama, the wonderful actor. In the Vishvaprakash dictionary, the word Krama is defined as an expert display of energies, as well as stepping forward very quickly. The word Kurvanti is used to mean working for others. There is another word similar to Kurvanti, which is used when one's activities are done for one's own personal sense gratification. But the word Kurvanti is used when activities are performed for the satisfaction of the Supreme. Thus, in this Atmarama verse, The word Kurvanti can only indicate the rendering of transcendental service to the Lord. The word Hetu is used to indicate reason or cause. Generally, people are engaged in transcendental activities for three reasons. Number one, some want material happiness. Number two, some want mystic perfection. And number three, some want liberation from material bondage. As far as material enjoyment is concerned, there are so many varieties that no one can enumerate them. As far as perfections in mystic power are concerned, there are 18. And as far as types of liberation from material bondage are concerned, there are 5. The state of being where all these varieties of enjoyment are conspicuous by their absence is called Ahoituki. The Ahoituki qualification is especially mentioned in this Atmarama verse because by the Ahoituki service of the Lord, one can achieve the favor of the Lord. The word bhakti can be used in 10 different ways. Out of these 10, there is sadhana bhakti, or occupational devotional service. The other 9 ways are called prema bhakti, love of Godhead. Those who are situated in the neutral position attain perfection up to love of Godhead. Similarly, those who are situated in the relationship of master and servant attain love of Godhead to the stage of attachment. Those who are related in friendship attain love of God to the point of fraternity. And those who are in love with God as His parents are elevated to the point of transcendental emotion. But only those who are related with the Supreme in conjugal love can experience the highest of ecstasies. Thus, there are different meanings for the word bhakti. Lord Chaitanya next explained the different meanings of the word itam bhuta guna. Itam bhuta indicates fully transcendental pleasure before which the transcendental pleasure known as Brahma Ananda becomes like straw. In the Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya, a devotee says, Tvat Sakshat Karana Ahlada Vishuddha Abdhi Stithasya Me Sukani Goshpadayante Brahmani Api Jagad Guru. My Lord, O Supreme, simply by understanding you or seeing you, the pleasure which we derive is so great that the pleasure of Brahma Ananda becomes insignificant. In other words, the pleasure derived by understanding Krishna as He is, as the all-attractive reservoir of all pleasures and the reservoir of all pleasure-giving tastes with all transcendental qualifications, attracts one to become Krishna's devotee. And by virtue of such attraction, one can give up fruitive activities and all endeavors for liberation, and can even abandon the intense desire to achieve success in yoga mystic power. The attraction of Krishna is so intense that one can lose respect for all other means of self-realization and simply surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya also explained the word guna in all of its different meanings. Guna indicates the unlimited transcendental qualities of Krishna, primarily Krishna's Sachit Ananda form. In His transcendental blissful knowledge and eternity, Krishna is fully perfect, and Krishna's perfection is increased when Krishna is controlled by the attention of His devotee. God is so kind and merciful that Krishna can even give himself in exchange for the devotional service of the devotee. Krishna's transcendental qualities are such that the perfection of Krishna's beauty, Krishna's perfect reciprocation of love between himself and his devotees, and the flavor of Krishna's transcendental qualities all attract different kinds of transcendentalists and liberated souls. For example, Krishna attracted the mind of Sanaka Kumara simply by the aroma emanating from the flowers which were offered to Krishna. The mind of Shukadeva Goswami was attracted by the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna, and the minds of the damsels of Vrindavan were attracted by Krishna's personal beauty. Rukmini's attention was attracted by Krishna's bodily features and transcendental qualities, and the mind of the goddess of fortune was attracted by Krishna's flute playing and other transcendental features. Lord Krishna attracts the minds of all young girls and elderly ladies by his childlike activities. Krishna also attracts the minds of his friends by Krishna's friendly activities. When Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, Krishna even attracted the birds, beasts, trees, and plants. Indeed, everyone became attracted in love and affection for Krishna. Finally, Lord Chaitanya explained that the word Hari has different meanings, of which two are foremost. Hari means that Krishna takes away all inauspicious things from the life of his devotee, and that Krishna attracts the mind of the devotee by awarding one transcendental love of Godhead. Krishna is so attractive that anyone who can remember Krishna in some way or another becomes freed from the four kinds of material miseries. And Krishna gives special attention to his devotee and banishes the devotee's various sinful activities, which are stumbling blocks for the advancement of devotional service. This is called routing, which means to defeat something disastrously. In this case, the routing is the influence of ignorance. Simply by hearing about Krishna, one develops love for Krishna. That is the gift of Krishna. On one side, Krishna takes away all inauspicious things, and on the other side, Krishna awards the most auspicious things. So that is the meaning of the word Hari. When a person is developed in love of Godhead, his or her mind, body, and everything else are attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna. Such is the power of Krishna's merciful activities and transcendental qualities. Krishna is so attractive that out of transcendental attachment, the devotee will abandon all four principles of spiritual life, known as religiosity, economic development, regulation of sense gratification, and salvation. And lastly, the words api and cha are adverbs and can be used for virtually any purpose. The word cha or and can render seven different readings to the whole construction. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 15, Explanation of the Atma Rama verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Part 1. Recorded August 11, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. ever feel there was nowhere to turn? Nothing to lose and nothing to earn. Nothing seems to matter and nobody cares. If you died tomorrow, tears wouldn't be there. It's just a blessing in disguise, just to open up your eyes. This Kali Yuga, what a horrible age. So much misery, everyone's in a rage. But there's something good you just don't see. It comes from God, all your suffering. It's just a blessing in disguise, just to open up your eyes.